We recently interviewed Dr. Andres Cisneros Montemayor, a senior scientist who published a paper on how ecotourism, reef fish conservation, and climate change factors affect the Republic of Palau.
So the island of Palau is very small. It's in the South Pacific Ocean, and it has a small population, about 19,000 people, and it gets 80,000 tourists a year. And so you can imagine this has an impact on the island and on many islands similar to it. And so the purpose of the study was to kind of highlight different strategies that the government might take, or to actually evaluate some of the strategies that it is taking and see if, you know, what the outcomes might be, and perhaps some things that the government might do a little bit differently in order to get the best outcomes. And for this type of study, this is very much a modeling exercise. So what we did was bring together data sets that we already had on climate change impacts, species distributions and abundances, impacts from ecotourists. These are all both in the positive and the negative sense.
So could you define what the model is?
The three activities that we included in this model to see the different scenarios were ecotourism, so people coming in and both contributing to local economy by watching fish, but also with an impact on the reefs, you know, and from eating fish. The second was local fisheries, and those would be to feed the local population. Fishing is really important for, you know, local food security, you know, culture, but it also goes to feed, you know, tourists and restaurants, right? And the third activity would be larger scale fisheries, mostly by like foreign fleets that pay a fee to pull out in order to come in and fish, mostly tunas.
Is the economy approach a better way to make people care about climate change?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's really difficult to convince people sometimes that climate change is real, that our impacts on the ecosystem are real, and that importantly, we actually can take actions to mitigate that, right, and to improve that. And it's not a matter of opinion, it's just the facts that we're looking at, right? There's a whole bunch of evidence from the water, I guess, in this case, that shows that. And so taking this economics approach is really helpful because on the one hand, it makes it a lot easier for people to really understand how serious the impacts we're talking about are, you know, what they actually mean for them, you know, on a personal level, on a sort of on the level of like employment and what they're doing on a day to day. You know, it's a bit more abstract to say, you know, you're having a 20% reduction in this reef fish. You know, it's a lot easier to say, listen, if you don't do something about these impacts, your income is gonna disappear in 20 years, right? Or in 10 years in some cases. And so that's really, really valuable. And I think, again, tied to that, it's really helpful to be able to convey the value of taking these strategies in terms of economic benefits, right? So instead of only saying, listen, if you don't do something, you're going to lose this much, it's saying, listen, if you do these things, which are very much attainable, you're going to gain this much. Right? And I think that really resonates with people a lot more. And it also gives them a sense of, like, the fact that they're, even though the challenges we're facing are, like, really significant and sometimes, like, very, very complex, there is something we can do about it.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I'd just like to thank Dr. Andres Cisneros Montemayor for explaining his research.